Blog Talk Radio.
I am one with God and you, without me life is so vain. A simple letter for your soul, you become part of myself. And I will give for your own this love and togetherness.
Blessed souls forevermore, you're tuned in now to Soul Class. I believe it's number 327, although I forgot to program the number into the program advertisement for the show. Today's class will be Human Torah, Human Prayer, Human Symmetry. And we're broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually. And hopefully today, from today's program, Blessed Souls, we want to glean out an instruction from the verbal confrontation from Judah, son of Leah, Yehuda ben Leah, and Joseph, son of Rachel, Yosef ben Rachel, and hopefully an instruction which is applicable. It is applicable, but we have to find for within ourselves how it is applicable in the 21st century. You can listen in now by calling 347-355. Whoops, that's not the caller number. That's my wife's cell number. Well, the caller number is actually 347-838-8669. That's 347-838-8669. Well, that's another Murphy's Law revelation. Meanwhile, may the Creator of Heaven and Earth bless you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly as we're listening to Rabbi Isaac Batone's classic song, Light in the Darkness, from his song for a brother. And we're just going to turn down the music because we got to get on with the show. Please forgive me, Rev Isaac Batone. Oh, here we go. Here goes the shoe. Yeah, and that's Rev Isaac Batone, blessed prayer partner and brother in spirit and soul, who prays every day at the Frankel Shul, aside from Shabbat, when he himself runs a wonderful Shabbat prayer minyan at Beit Mazal, the House of Mazal, which was named after his blessed mother. May she rest in peace. With that being said, now, blessed souls, let's go right into our efforts. And today, again, this is Soul Class 327, Human Torah, Human Prayer, Human Symmetry. Blessed souls, 13 days ago, Israelite Jewish congregations around the world read from the Torah portion of Vayigash, which began in the book of Genesis, chapter 44, verse 18, and concluded by chapter 47, verse 27. This Torah portion entailed, in a nutshell, a moment of intense verbal confrontation between two brothers from different mothers, with the same father. One brother, Yehuda, whose mother was Leah, and Leah named him as an expression of praise, appreciation, acknowledgement for being blessed to carry to full term her fourth son. To learn more about this, go to the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verse 35. The other brother who was involved in this intense, brief verbal confrontation at the beginning of Parshas Vayigash was Judah, Yehuda's younger brother, Yosef, son of Rachel, Yosef ben Rachel, was so named via his mother's statement, quote, "May Creator add on for me another son," end of quote. To learn more about that, go to Genesis chapter 30, verse 24. From within the dimensions of Panimiyut or Panimius Torah, the inner dimensions of Torah. Judah, Yehuda, alludes to prayer. Joseph, Yosef, alludes to Torah study. Now, blessed souls, prayer is an act or an experience that we humans can experience if we want to, whereby we climb a ladder of focus / devotion towards the Creator, and climbing that ladder exposes oneself to new emotions, and at times very powerful emotions. Now, in contrast to prayer, learning Torah entails eliciting from above one's human consciousness, human intellect, seichel enoshi, eliciting from one's subconsciousness or superconsciousness, koach hamaskil, and ultimately eliciting from realms of divinity, godliness, elokut, elokus, beyond even one's soul essence, nefesh ha'atzmi, atzmus ha'neshama, and gaining crystal clear, focused, elevated mental acuity. The capacity to tap into a Judah, Yehuda experience of prayer, tefillah, or a Joseph experience, learning Torah, is predicated upon accepting hopefully, in all humility, there are all forms of cause and effect relationships transpiring within the context of interacting with three varieties of man. Now, at this point, I wish to parenthetically inject, I'm just plucking inspirations from a Hasidic discourse from the Alter Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, from a collection of teachings called Maimorei Admor HaZaken Al Inyonim. And again, we'll review the point that I started to make before I mentioned where I'm plucking inspirations from. So let's just review it one more time. The capacity to tap into a Judah-Yehuda experience, prayer, tefillah, or a Joseph-Yosef experience, Torah study, is predicated upon accepting, hopefully in all humility, there are all forms of cause and effect relationships transpiring within the context of interacting with three varieties of man. Not a human being as we would commonly associate the name of our species as a created entity, rather that the term man, Adam, alludes to divine symmetry, expressing itself within a man of thought, Adam Damachashava, alluding to fusion, Yuchud, with the Orient Self, the light of the infinite creator, with 10 divine conduits, namely, number 1, wisdom, Chachma, number 2, understanding, Bina, number 3, knowledge, Dat or Das, number 4, kindness, Chesed, number 5, severity or judgment, Gevura, number 6, beauty or Teferis or Teferet, number 7, victory or Netzach, splendor, number 8, Hod, number 9, foundation or Yesod, number 10, Malchut or Malchut, sovereignty / kingship. Now, when this transpires, the fusion of the Orient Self with the 10 divine conduits, which we just enumerated for you, blessed souls, followed by divine qualities of delight, oneg, and desire, ratzon, alluding to the man of speech, Adam de Dibur, which is followed by 7 divine emotions with a divine mindset set totally immersed in divine left, right, right, left, cognitive, divine mind set thinking, consisting of general revelations of Chochmah and Binah, Binah and Chochmah, wisdom and understanding, understanding and wisdom on a level way beyond human perception. So you see, blessed souls, we're now presenting to you, all possessors of divine image, Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream, that according to the inner dimensions of Torah, Panimim of the Torah, Chassidut, Chassidus, or Kabbalah, man is not just seen as we understand ourselves in this physical world, but also we are based on a design, a concept, as alluding to divine symmetry. And these conduits exist even within our spiritual source and our physical bodies as well. These Esses Sfirot, 10 conduits, which therefore interact with dimensions of Atik, divine delight, which is dispersed all over this blessed creation, this divine delight, this Oneg Eloki. This dispersal is relevant when we consider the quality of sovereignty or kingship, Malchus or Malchut, of an upper world can be referenced as well as a quality of Atik, delight, in relation to worlds lower than that upper world which preceded them. For example, when we consider the world of intellect, the lowest level of the world of intellect, Olam Atzilut, is called Malchus of Atzilut, or the sovereignty or kingship of Atzilut. The lowest realm of the world of intellect, that Olam of Atzilut, that very Malchut that is there, is actually as well the Atik, the source of divine delight, in relation to the world directly below Olam Atzilut, the world of intellect, namely Bria, the world of thought, Olam HaMachashava. Following this line of reasoning, Malchut the Bria, the lowest realm within Olam HaMachashava, the world of thought, the lowest conduit within the world of thought, simultaneously within its Bechina Panimi, its inner quality, is called Atik Lietzira, the divine delight that relates to the world, or Olam HaDibur, the world of speech. To further illustrate this concept, the Malchut of Yetzira, the lowest realm within Yetzira, the world of speech, is recognized as well as Atik Lasia, the source of divine delight, which relates and is dispersed into the world of action as well. So with this being pointed out to you, blessed souls, each one a possessor of divine image, which will help you get off in scrimmage in this world, created by the Creator, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Infinite One may be blessed. It becomes necessary as well to discuss the very general varieties of Ratzon, desire, divine desire. Desire as it relates to, as well, human experience, which of course we as humans experience many things, and we experience an interface, whether consciously or subconsciously, or superconsciously, with Ratzon, as it is embedded by the creation, ultimately rooted in the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator may be blessed. This desire, this Ratzon, of course, can be connected to matters of life, empowerment, and consciousness as it relates to a sense of purpose. And as well, desire, Ratzon, can connect to other experiences which at first glance are the opposite of a positive experience in relation to what are the values of eternal Torah, Torah Nitzchi. I want to clarify the above statement with now a brief parenthetical thought and point, as I would not be surprised that any blessed listener to this humble effort in this most existential of moments might have thought the concept of desire, Ratzon, merely relates to seemingly only crude material stimulation, accumulation, internalization experiences. In fact, there is an entire universe of desires, Ratzonot, Ba'olam Acher, Ba'olam Nelam, in a concealed world, which are solely connected to serving Creator, removing hatred, jealousy, and needless competition, thought by thought, spoken word by spoken word, and last but not least, life-affirming action by life-affirming action, that hidden world, that hidden desire, that olam nelam, that olam, which is mukushar im aratzon nelam, that hidden world connected with that hidden desire, is actually that world which will manifest before our eyes, hopefully speed in our days, the Yemos HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah. But getting back to where we're holding now in this brief presentation, as we begin to explore and take a tour, a brief one at that, of the valley of Ratzon, of desire, which is so deep and so very close to our human experience. Our first variety of Ratzon, as we take this tour in the valley of Ratzon, desire, is a type of desire, Ratzon, which is born of intellect and reason, which is one general scenario for giving birth to an intellectually born desire. A ratzon mitzal secho utam. Now this occurs when one occupies one's moyach habina, brain of understanding, in cognitive analytical study, otherwise known as his bononus or his bononut, iyun, and attains panimius or panimiut, bina, inner understanding. And in this process of experiencing an outcome produced by cognitive analytical study, one begins to perceive the goodness of the matter or subject or concept one is learning. And what is the goodness within any concept one studies within the concept of Torah? Namely, the elokut, the godliness, the divinity that's embedded within the concept one is connected to, greater inner understanding of it. Now, since this desire, this ratzon, which is born out of an intellectual, analytical, cognitive experience, and then produces within the person who has attained this experience, there can in fact occur within a human being's desire, ratzon, for the concept to become more unified within it. However, if a human being loses track of that cognitive effort previously expended towards that concept with all the divinity embedded within it, a human being whose ratzon was previously generated by an intellectual endeavor will lose their desire, that ratzon, for it. And human being as well will also lose the oneg, the delight for that concept as well, which was, by the way, contracted proportionately to the amount of human cognitive effort invested in that concept to gain inner understanding of that concept. As we continue on our tour through the Valley of Ratzon, the second general variety of Ratzon, desire, we're going to interact with right now is actually, in fact, independent of cognitive activity, which can serve as a potent antecedent towards producing a desire, meaning a person can have a desire within the second variety of desire, ratzon. It can be quite unlimited and does not, in fact, lend itself to be embedded or settled within intellect or reason. So that implies this general variety of reason, I should say, this general variety of ratzon, desire, has no intellect or reason. Rather, we are talking about a type of ratzon or desire which is part and parcel of a person's nature, that one person may love or desire merely by the fact that this is a type of nature identified within the mimer of the Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, as the person's essential nature, their teva atzmios, without any choice at all. A person is born with a certain inclination or desire towards something, whether it be this type of food or that type of food. They didn't have to be educated about it. There's some sort of intrinsic attraction to that thing, as we speak about food in an allegorical form. For instance, there are people who are more attracted to the written teachings of the Torah more than the oral, and some people are more attracted to the oral teachings of the Torah more than they are to the written teachings of the Torah. And some people are more attracted to the Torah when you put the two together, which is basically the most healthy, most holistic form of understanding divine instruction. Now, with this being said, this type of, the second variety of Ratzon, which is higher than intellectual cognitive experiences, which would have produced that Ratzon, this is something, this desire is totally embedded within the person's essential nature, that Teva Atzmi, as we just mentioned. Even if a human being, he or she, if their consciousness switches to another matter, subject or concept of desire, although they have now shifted their consciousness away from that Teva Atzmis, that essential nature that they have, it does not diminish or increase that essential nature that they have for that matter. Now, with that being said, we want to go back to try to plug this in, and this is only just, I'm just suggesting, this is not something that the Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi tried to do, but I'm doing it just to hopefully cause an additional percolation within your blessed right, left, and back brain cognitive thinking and your inner and outer dimensions of your heartful thinking, the seatbed of your emotions, and also the seatbed of the Ayin HaSeichel Shebalev, the eye of the intellect of your heart. Eventually, hopefully in future days, future time, we'll go into that a little bit deeper as well. So, try to go back into Parshas Vayigash to revisit from the outside, meaning we're not looking directly into the scripture, but again, you can go to the scripture, as I mentioned before, by going back to the beginning of the beginning of the Torah portion, which started at page and chapter 44, verse 18, if you want to revisit that confrontation, and then you can try to plug it into what I'm going to hopefully share with you now in a peaceful and pleasant manner. So when we reflect back upon the verbal confrontation between Judah, Yehuda, and Joseph, this was reflective of both general varieties of Ratzon, desire, that we just talked about. For instance, it was Judah's essential nature, his desire higher than reason, that he had an inclination to protect his brothers, especially his youngest sibling, Benjamin, who was the subject of debate between him and Joseph. The beginning of Parshas Vayigash. Now, we can suggest humbly that there was this essential nature within Judah, Yehuda, to protect his brothers, there was also an essential desire, Ratzon Atzmi, within Judah, to also prevent his father, Yaakov Yisrael, Jacob Israel, who, if he were to find out that Benjamin, would be kept as a servant by Joseph, he wanted to prevent his father from coming from such bad news, which could have led to a very serious heartbroken condition, which could have directly, indirectly caused his premature death. On the other hand, Joseph, his essential nature, being connected to Torah, and Torah is connected to Tikkun, rectification, his essential nature was to rectify Yehuda, and his other 10 brothers' mistreatment of him, which started when he was a mere lad of 17, when they sold him off into servitude. Now as well, there was this essential nature, Teva Atzmius, in Joseph, to eventually provide for all of their physical welfare when Joseph's entire family would descend from the land of Canaan to Egypt, Mitzrayim. Now Judah also spoke to Joseph that not only should he, from an essential desire point, let go of Benjamin, but from an intellectual standpoint, he was going to justify by saying, he wanted to serve as a servant to Joseph and be glad to exchange his life for Benjamin's life in a life of servitude to Joseph Yosef. And again, I'm suggesting this was a desire coming out of Judah, Yehuda, from intellectual justification, because he was much physically stronger than Benjamin. Now, when Joseph Yosef finally revealed himself to his brothers in Parshas Vayigash, we could also perhaps point to an intellectually produced Ratzon desire, was to educate Judah Yehuda and his other ten, and even we can even include Benjamin in this, for the past 22 years, while he was separated from them, starting from again the time when he was sold into bondage, and until that very point in time, as depicted in the Torah in Parshas Vayigash, in chapter 44, verse 18, he now had ascended to be second only to Paro, Mishne Lamelech, and the instruction was that for the brothers to see, all of them, Joseph being being cognizant of this matter, were to realize that in fact this matter was ultimately of the doing of the Most High, the Creator, Hashem, and they were all human chess pieces with, of course, souls in search of the most tangible means of serving Creator, Hashem, and transmitting whatever traditions they possess to their offspring, which, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the Creator, have been historically been transmitted down to our nation of Israel for the past 3,325 years. That being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude now with some food for thought via a prophecy, prophetical teaching, that can be found in the book of Ezekiel. And may we witness the fulfillment, b'shleimuto, in a complete manner, as written in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 21. Say to them, thus said the Creator Hashem Elohim, behold, I am taking the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have gone. I will gather them from all around, and I will bring them to their soil. And don't worry, blessed souls, when the 12 tribes of Israel are eventually, may it be speeding our days, gathered back in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Shel Hitbonunut, Iyun, Panimit Binah, a place of analytical study, meditation, and inner understanding, it will not just be for us to become spiritual eggheads in spiritual high towers. No, in fact, from there we will ultimately serve, as is also in prophecy, as to be a light for the nations in hopefully in the present and future generations, to share with all peaceful and pleasant revelations of Atzmut HaNeshama, the essence of soul, which is to keep us whole, and fear not of the gloom and doom false prophets of our days in 2013 who are projecting mostly negativities of the what will transpire in 2014 or for the rest of 5,774 years, blazing and grazing into the creation of the lunar calendar. For these are days that we have been promised by sages of old and sages of the previous and this current generation, that we are the generation of redemption with no exemption. Also, I want to conclude ourselves to remind everyone that we are seeking partners in our humble efforts to broadcast teachings like this, which I do feel is mazon lenefesh, nourishment for the soul of any person who is being human or a human being. And therefore, I can be contacted if you want to make dedications toward a loved one who has passed on to the next level of life. If you want to publicly recognize a celebration in your family, you can do so. And we're asking for contributions of Chai Dollar, which is an expression of life, Chai. And you can contact me, Dantzis Yegubman, at 347-469-9702. You can text me also at that number. You can also write me an email at Don Goodman, D-O-N-G-O-O-D-M-A-N, numerical 6 at gmail.com. We can discuss when we can do it, and what you would like me to say, and we can even proceed to dedicate a segment of the show, as well as the entire show, whatever you want, towards the blessings for that he or she, that significant one in your life. So that being said, blessed souls, we're going to conclude with Every Day by David Domo. Help us get back home, to help us realize that it's not a dream. Your Tzelem Elohim, your divine image, will help you get scrimmage to make this world sustainable for each and every one as much as we can. Of course, with the Almighty's blessings, there can be everything for everyone, each one according to what they need, truly need, to live a life of dignity, a life of sanity, a life with health, access to good food and good water and good air. I am not of the congregation that believes there's not enough for everyone, because to me that's direct denial of the goodness of the Creator. So here we go, blessed souls. Every day is a mirror in which you're shown yourself. See your reflection, others who cross your path. When you learn this, you will laugh. Now you'll hear the rest of these lyrics with the song by David Dome. Take care, everyone. Ahav echad, one love. Bagoral echad, in one destiny. Babori echad, in one creator. Bardarchi shalom, in a peaceful darchinom, in a pleasant way. Lahamshich, to be continued. Be'ezot Hashem yisbereich, the help of the Most High, to be continued. Remember, you've got to be good, because of Teva Tov Lehetiv, the nature of the good to do good. And if you're in the world, the one whose nature is to do good surely has implanted, embedded within you, a lot of good. Go find it, and when you find it, and I'm sure a lot of you have found it already, but please, become surprised of how much more good you have in yourself. Don't underestimate the good you have within you, even though some days don't seem to be as good as others. But once you discover that extra good within you, please try to empower your sisters and your brothers. Take care, everyone.
What's your